Hi, my name is Quentin Slachter.
And I'm Andy Lundberg, and we're presenting here from the Owatonna High School.
Hold on, this just in. Chaos has spread throughout the streets because of a rogue genie. Three wishes brought the city to its knees, but two unlikely heroes saved all of mankind.
Yeah, we're still dreaming, you know us. We're in the clouds way up there.
This will be our second and last podcast. Get ready to listen. A legend says that only a person who is a diamond in the rough can retrieve the lamp from the Cave of Wonders. Aladdin grew up on the streets and is known by most of the people in the town as a street rat. However, he is the only person that the legend refers to.
So Aladdin and his faithful monkey, Abu, go to get the lamp from the cave. Once Aladdin finds and rubs the lamp, he begins to develop a relationship with a genie. The genie grants Aladdin three wishes, which he uses to follow his affection towards Princess Jasmine.
When Jafar finally steals the lamp from Aladdin, he uses his wishes for evil. Aladdin manages to trick Jafar into making a wish where he becomes an all-powerful genie. Then Jafar gets sent to the Cave of Wonders. For saving the day, the Sultan realizes that he has to change the law so that a street rat and a princess can get married if they really love each other.
So, Zach Dansman, I'm here interviewing you about Aladdin. So, when you first watched Aladdin, how did you feel at the end?
I felt pretty good, because it was a good movie with a great ending. He got what he wanted, and the genie was set free.
So, how did the movie Aladdin really inspire you?
Kind of inspired me to just be who I am, and not to lie and seven friends.
Aladdin inspires us to believe that any two people can fall in love. No matter what your background is, you will find love. You never know where you will find love. So keep your eyes open, because it could be anywhere.
Also, it inspires us that friends can come in all shapes and sizes. Aladdin becomes friends with the genie of the lamp, Abu, his pet monkey, and a magical flying carpet. Don't judge a book by its cover, because it might be your best friend. I'm Quentin Slachter.
And I'm Andy Lundberg, signing off for the day.
Finally, this is Inspiration, and this is our final podcast on inspirational movies.